Welcome to Stay Strong in Life, written and narrated by Gida May. The Stay Strong in Life series features 52 episodes, each with precise, concise, and unique messages on how to find the strength within you. Each message includes a particular positive affirmation. Therefore, this series also features the podcast Affirm Your Life and an introductory podcast that supports and explains the purpose of the series. You don't know why. You just know it. You don't turn right today like you always do, but instead turn left. And a few hours later, you hear that multiple car crash occurred at the exact time you would normally drive on that stretch of road. You might call that reaction a gut feeling or intuition, but whatever you call it, the feeling is an instinctive reaction. You just do it, and you know it's definitely the right thing to do. However, there is a difference between instinct and intuition. Both sensations are good to have access to and understand. The instinct or gut feeling is a physical reaction that we all sometimes experience. The body will instinctively respond to immediate danger. If you are at risk, the reptile brain automatically triggers a response from you to avoid the threat. You will jump away if something's about to hit you, or you quickly reach out to grab hold of something if you are about to fall, and so on. Instinct is designed to ensure your physical survival, and you may believe that instinct and intuition are the same, but in fact, they're not. Intuition goes a bit deeper and is activated at a level not based on a physical sensation or intellectual considerations. Thoughts do not control it, but is a feeling inside of you that is so delicate that sometimes you overhear it because your intellect says, no, 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 because what you're about to do goes against all reason. If you turn right, it only takes 20 minutes to get home. You always go that way and nothing ever happens. On the other hand, if you turn left, it will take you 40 minutes. But today, you turn left anyway. This reaction is not instinctive. There is no immediate danger to observe at the intersection where you make your choice. But your intuition speaks to you, and that's what you're reacting to. You decide to listen to that inner voice. In doing so, you avoid the car crash and may save your life because you didn't listen to your brain and your sanity. You overheard the rationals and decided against your normal behavior. You used your intuition and you listened to your soul. Intuition is more than the body and more than the mind. And yet intuition is inextricably linked to both the body and the mind. If you understand and work on creating a balance between body, mind and soul, then you allow yourself to be in life with an insight that goes far beyond what you can feel in the body and understand with the mind. But because intuition cannot be explained but only felt, many people overhear this inner voice, and in doing so they may prevent themselves from living a life that is not only guided by thoughts or instinctive bodily sensations. The simple affirmation you need if you'd like to activate your intuition is actually simple. I trust my intuition. I trust my intuition. You see, it is all about trust. You might have had intuitive experiences and responded to your intuition, perhaps even without realizing it. But if you think carefully about it, I'm sure you've made decisions that were not based on your intellect or factual knowledge, but based solely on knowing that you just had to do this without further thought. You might also have experience where you have not followed your intuition and afterwards your thoughts were, why the heck did I not do what I really knew was right for me? We often don't respond to our intuition because it can lead us away from normality towards something our minds simply cannot cope with. It can make us feel frightened and insecure, and with the assistance from our ego, who would rather keep us falsely safe and have us stay put exactly where we are, then we do not listen to our intuition and may end up regretting it when we afterwards observe that had we just listened to that inner voice, then everything would still have ended very well. Maybe even better. The physicist Albert Einstein had this approach to intuition. The only real valuable thing is intuition. The only real thing is our intuition. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have a society that honours the servant and has forgotten the gift. Einstein was a theoretical physicist. Numbers and evidence were part of his reality, yet he knew that the magic and possibilities lay in the knowledge that his intuition was to be trusted after all. Your intuition is an inner voice that whispers the answers to you. You just have to ask it and then trust the answers. But it's easier said than done in a world where the need for factual knowledge can quickly make you doubt the answer. When you use your intuition, you trust the voice regardless. Then it will become a reliable voice you won't doubt. In his book The Shift, Wayne Dyer describes how Mahatma Gandhi used his intuition. What is truth? A difficult question, but I've solved it for myself by saying that it's what the voice within tells you. One of the world's most famous leaders was thus aware that inside of him there was a voice that was really worth listening to. Relying on one's intuition requires trust, major trust, especially when the voice inside you goes against what seems more obvious. We are not taught to trust our inner voice. As mentioned earlier, our general educational journey focuses more on factual knowledge than what we feel. In any workplace, getting your ideas through without factual knowledge and thorough research would be a challenge. You probably don't get very far by saying, "Because I feel it, and therefore it is true." I don't think management will buy into such a statement before making a big decision. On the other hand, you would most likely only buy a house if you genuinely felt that it was the right one for you. You would definitely feel the atmosphere of the house and, with your intuition, tune in on the atmosphere of it and your reaction to it. In today's society, we measure everything. What we sense with our intuition, we put a lid on and often overrule. Not Einstein, though, nor Gandhi. However, I believe that intuition is being used everywhere, more than you might think. We're just not talking about it because we're not fully aware of it. Maybe we should be. I had a wonderful teacher when I studied to become an intuitive counselor. She told us how she always had her legs on the ground and her head in the sky when she went to meetings and had to make decisions. Solid grounding, but always listening to her intuition. She made good decisions. I more or less always use my intuition. I trust that small inner voice, even if it challenges me sometimes and makes me aware that it might not be clever of me to do what everyone else does. It has often asked me to go against the tide, and I've done so. It has given me an inner feeling of contentment and calm. It has taken practice to make room for my inner voice. It has required so much trust. To sit down and listen to it, trust it, and follow its instructions. It's taken me to a lot of places that I didn't think were possible. I became a Zumba instructor at the age of 46. I left work at 54 to write. Both decisions were made based on the inner voice that constantly pushed me and gave me the courage I needed. I thank my intuition for being wise and sensible and always knowing the correct answers. And I thank myself for trusting it. Now, if you want to practice using your intuition, you need to work on your trust. This is the most crucial part of it. What does that inner voice tell you? How does it make you feel? And what is your reaction? What is the worst thing that could happen if you follow your inner voice? And when you trust, it's time to act on it, to accept it and follow it, to grasp the opportunity, jump from the high cliff and know something will catch you, that you are not in danger and everything will turn out for your highest good. Remember to use the affirmation, "I trust my intuition." Say it over and over again to remind yourself that you stay strong in life when you listen to your intuition and know when to turn left instead of right. You can also repeat the affirmation to yourself when you listen to the music that follows this podcast. But before I start the music, please let me thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode of Stay Strong in Life from start to finish. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and if you did, please share it so that we can spread the message of how to stay strong in life with as many people as possible. This would be highly appreciated. I trust my intuition. I trust my intuition. I trust my intuition.